Here.
Trustee Dolan?
Here.
Trustee Harper?
Here.
Trustee Hatch?
Here.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Here.
Quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify that notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Academic Library buildings.
Thank you. The first order of business is approval of the agenda for today, October 6, 2017. Are there any comments or corrections on the agenda? Ms. Phillips, please note any corrections, and we will now have a motion to adopt the agenda as it is printed.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Next order of business is approval of the previous minutes from the meeting June 22nd, 2017. Are there any comments or corrections?
Yes. I have a correction to, it is 8B, audit, finance and audit, and it's subsection 1C on page 3. It says there that we approve the FY 2019 operating and capital budget request. I want to remove that item because the board did not take action. That was actually the 2017, and we're delayed taking action on the 2017 operating budget and fiscal request until we could fully get our hands around it.
Is that 8, what is that 8B again?
You said it's it is 8B. Right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
8B, finance and audit, and then in the finance and audit section specifically, it is 1C.
All right.
Or A1C.
Yeah, it's A1C.
A1C.
Can we make sure that that has been struck from the record?
Yes, Chairman, I will take it out of the minutes.
All right. Are there any other corrections or notations? We'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes with the necessary correction.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
All right. The next order of business is the synopsis of the underrepresented groups in Academia Task Force resolution, and Dr. Henderson will present.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, trustees, and all the Chicago State members. Today's resolution centers on a bill that is coming from the General Assembly that has asked us to appoint someone to represent Chicago State University on the underrepresented groups and academia task force that should hopefully be convening very soon. We've selected Dr. Satasha Green. She is our Associate Provost for Curriculum and Assessment. After careful consultation with President Lindsay, we decided on sending Dr. Green so that she could talk about she can not only discuss underrepresented groups and academia issue, but she also could take part in the discussion around creating more lab schools and charter schools and trade schools in Chicago and represent the university well in that area. So we are asking for your consideration to appoint her to that task force. And she will come back to the president and this group to give feedback on what's being discussed and any decisions that need to be made from that group.
All right, thank you, Dr. Henderson. Are there any questions for Dr. Henderson or Dr. Green? Well, we want to thank you for agreeing to serve, and we look forward to hearing your findings as you report back to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't think that's an action item, is it?
It is.
It is?
It's a resolution.
Okay. So So we'll entertain a motion to adopt this resolution and this appointment.
So moved.
Your second?
Can I just read it? Give me like 60 seconds.
Oh, sure.
I haven't read the resolution. I'm sorry.
I know we've had this before, and while we're reading through, maybe just a little further, I guess, background on how it emerged from the state as a task force.
When the state was looking at the number of students who were leaving the state, they found that the numbers were higher among African-Americans and Latino students. So the General Assembly wanted to explore that issue, and so they've asked for representatives from each one of the publics on the task force to look at the data and to provide some solutions in stopping the flight of students from the state of Illinois.
What's the time frame for the decline? What's the range of years that the decline has been noticed? And do we know what the percentage of decline was of African Americans in the state school system?
So they looked at data from 2010 through 2014. We could give you the numbers from the Illinois Board of Higher Education's the data that's been presented to them from all of the schools collectively. What we're going to do is actually collect our data so that we know what our data is when Dr. Green represents us on the committee. The General Assembly talked to the President's group, and so out of that, they've asked for someone to serve on the committee. So what we do...
Roughly 2010.
Through 2014, yeah. Yes.
So this precipitated... This was even
before the impasse.
The impasse, yes. Yeah.
But Dr. Green is she used to be the dean of the College of Education here, and currently she's the associate provost for curriculum and assessment, and she is looking at retention issues across the university. So we thought it was a nice fit for her, as well as she has experience in former charter schools, and she has been involved in looking at a charter school for Chicago State University or a lab school, as well as the Early Childhood Center. We had plans from 2013 on, and we got to a certain point, and we actually had some funders, but we ran into problems with the budget impasse and the funders not wanting to take the chance at the time to actually fund the charter school. But she was instrumental in helping to find the funders, and I'll let her speak a little bit more about what she does.
As Provost said, I initially came in as the dean of the College of Education, and prior to that, it was the dean of the School of Education and New York Institute of Technology. And so really working with building lab schools in terms of preparing teachers is really important for them to be able to have a place for them to have some actual experience. When this opportunity came about, it was a good fit because I have experience with helping to build lab schools and charter schools. As well as in my current role, this last year, retention has been added to that. And so I co-chair the Student Success and Retention Committee with the Dean of Student Affairs, and we're helping to build a university-wide retention plan, working with enrollment management, as well as the president. And so it just seemed like a good fit when we talk about why students are leaving the state. When asked if I would do this, I thought, yes, this was something that was very important, in particular for our university.
How far along are we with the charter school being related to the Department of Education? Creating a charter school connected to our College of Education.
So with that, we were partnering with Thurgood Marshall and Turner Agassi, the tennis player. So he has a foundation, a network of charter schools, and wanted to build one in Chicago. And so Thurgood Marshall reached out to us, and we began to conversations with that. They actually came out, and we identified a space. Turner Agassi is located in Chicago, and they still are interested. They just wanted to wait and see what was going on with the budget. And so now that we have a budget and we're a little bit more secure, the provost is working with Thurgood Marshall to begin those conversations again for them to come back. Now, Dr. Jimla Jordan is the Dean of the College of Education until she'll be in those conversations, but they're very interested in partnering with us because of the population we serve and where we're located in the community. So it's an opportunity for us.
I just happened to have been having a conversation with somebody a few days ago.
Okay.
And they had a very interesting idea, pretty kind of high-profile person,
mm-hmm.
about the Barack Obama High School that the mm-hmm. city had proposed putting on the north side, which never made sense okay. geographically, that probably Chicago State would be the best place to host that. Just an idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And one of the things about the academic lab schools, our faculty wanted to play a big part in not only developing it, but making it also an academic lab for future teachers. So
absolutely.
Really having that relationship is good. Turner Agassi wanted to build new development, and so we were trying to figure out how to do that on state property, as opposed to, I know President Lindsay has been looking at the Shedd School and looking at how we can do some things from a charter school perspective as well. So we're revamping and looking at it and working with her to see how we can move forward with building it. So it's a great time to talk to any additional people about what that would look like.
So my only question is in paragraph 6, you say ascertain the cause and effect of the drastic increase of Latino students. Is that right?
I'm sorry.
There's a drastic increase, or that should say decrease?
No, it's an increase. It's the decrease of African-American students, and they're finding that the increase of Latino students are staying in the state of Illinois. And so I'm sorry about that. I said decrease and not increase. But this is their data.
Okay.
And I think it shows that with the Dreamers Act, with DACA, and some other state initiatives, many of the Latino students stay closer to home.
Okay.
And they stay at the community colleges and go to the public universities as well. Northeastern is a Hispanic-serving institution, and
okay.
they've had a really large uptick
okay.
of Hispanic students.
And as a part of being on this task force, will you have to share any of our data?
They haven't had their first meeting yet, but I think that they will be looking at the everything we report data-wise goes to the Illinois Board of Higher Ed or the General Assembly. So they're probably looking at data that's already been given. But if she is asked, then she'll come back and work with the president to ensure
okay.
that we give.
Or don't give,
right. What we're, you know, that she looks at the ask, she'll be coming back
okay.
to the president.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm ready to vote now.
No, that's good. Okay, great. Any other questions from trustees or comments? I think we had a motion on the floor. We were looking for a second to adopt this resolution.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goldwyn?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes. Okay, thank you,
thank
Dr.
You.
Green and
thank
Henson.
You.
Thank you
thank
much.
You.
All right, at this time we will hear for public and employee comments that those who have signed up for that, the board will not hear presentations or entertain questions on the following topics: issues under negotiation as part of the university's collective bargaining process, statements concerning private activities, lifestyles, or beliefs of individuals employed by or associated with the university, grievances of individual students or employees, or any personnel matters. Ms. Phillips, have we had any people to sign up today?
Yes, Chairman, we did. First person is Derry Young Gibson.
Is that okay if I sit here?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All of you received a packet, and I'll go over that quickly. But over here are more than 10,000 forms that were completed by persons and individuals, students and parents who wanted to receive more information about Student Financial Assistance Outreach Center and about financial aid. Everybody wants financial aid. And these forms were completed from 2012 until last Saturday when we participated in the football classic at Soldiers Field, and they had a college fair from 9 to 12. And of course, we got swamped. We always get swamped because everybody wants our information. Secondly, I would like for you, if you look at this packet, on top of your packet is an email I received from Dr. Canis listing the 5 items that he submitted to Bonnie. And I would like for you to look at item number 2, which says it's a copy of Senate Bill 006. I would like for you to replace that with Public Act 100-0021, because the Senate bill is still in progress. It has become the law. And this is Public Act 100-0021, which is the new budget. And Article 115 lists how much Chicago State University received. And on the back, Section 20 is the information about the sum of $439,900 or so much thereof as may be necessary is appropriated from the Education Assistance Fund to the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University as a grant to the Financial Assistance Outreach Center. That's our organization. Also, I would like for you to include the State of Illinois Uniform Grant Budget Template, which is also a part of, which is also included in this packet when you are looking at our budget. Now, I would like for you to look at the poster. There's a poster there, of which I'm proud to be in the first picture. This is a poster of a rally to save Chicago State University.
You can finish up quickly.
Okay, I would like for you to look at this poster. I went down to Springfield 3 times, twice with the students at Chicago State University and once with the SEIU Union. I got my first master's from Chicago State. My mom graduated from Chicago State, her 2 sisters, my aunts, my first cousin, my first cousin's daughter. So this is deep, and Chicago State is going to stay open. I am committed to Chicago State. I have done a lot. I marched with these students. On this first picture, I was at the Thompson Center. When we marched at the Thompson Center and we shut down, I think it was Dearborn, marching down Dearborn. I am a deep, committed person to Chicago State University, and I'd like for you to consider these items when you look at the things in this packet. Thank you. And I have extra packets if any of you would like to have those, especially for your DAP program, because it's got good information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Young Gibson. Appreciate it.
Byron Bell.
Good morning. My name is Byron Bell. I'm an alumni of the class of 2007, having a master's in math from here. There was a letter sent to Paul Vallis, from what I know, signed by you, Reverend Hatch. And that letter was dated August 22nd, 2017. I would hope that the letter that went before that, dated April 20th, 2017, will be released. Is that possible? Or do I have to do a Freedom of Information Act on that? From what I'm understanding,
I'm not even sure what letter you would be referring
okay,
to.
Okay, may I read this?
No, but you can. Do you have it to share?
I gave it to him.
Or if you know.
I gave it to him. I gave it to Mr. Hatch. He has it.
Yeah, we have it. We're fine.
Okay, so then we'll
are you finished with your comments?
Huh?
Are you finished with your comments?
Well, I just would like to have that letter public. And also, what is the qualifications for the chief academic officer? And then what is the educational background for that?
This is not Q&A. You finish your comments, and then we move on.
Okay, that's fantastic. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Frank Horton.
I think my comments would be, it shouldn't be exposed as little as our past. I'll give it to you in writing.
Are there any other folks that signed up?
That is the last person.
All right, thank you all. Next we will, we request a motion to retire into executive session for the morning.
So moved.
Second.
All
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes. Thank you. We'll return.
What's first?
When we come back.
We're in executive.
Oh, you're on.
She's not here, so we're going to be next. The collective bargaining agreement has been ratified by the Metropolitan Alliance of Police Chapter 297. The Board of Trustees has reviewed the collective bargaining agreement and is now prepared to approve. Mr. Chairman, I ask that you entertain a motion to approve the collective bargaining agreement with the Metropolitan Alliance of Police Chapter 297.
All right, we've heard the report, and are there any questions on the resolution that be on the floor, the vote on the floor? All right, we'll entertain a motion to adopt the collective bargaining agreement with 297.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes. Council, is there any other business for the open session?
Yes. The approval of our March 3rd, 2017 executive session minutes. Chicago State University Board of Trustees reviews its written minutes of closed session semi-annually and makes a determination if those minutes should be available for public inspection or kept confidential. Chicago State University Board of Trustees approves the written minutes of the closed meeting held on March 3rd, 2017 upon vote from this board. At that time, the board has already determined that the need for confidentiality still exists as to the written minutes of the closed meeting held on March 3rd, 2017. So at this time, I ask that the board approves the closed session minutes of March 3rd, 2017, knowing that they will still remain confidential.
All right, thank you. We've heard the matter. Is there any discussion? All right, we will entertain a motion to take council advice.
Approve the resolution.
Resolution.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes. Okay. All right.
Motion to go into executive session.
Oh,
we did collective bargaining. We did approve of the executive session minutes.
What about the task force?
We did that.
We did the task force.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, and we apologize for having to come in and out, but we want to bid Trustee Harper adieu for the day.
Sorry.
She's been here a long time already today, and we're gonna thank her for her time that she's given Chicago State today. And we're going to go back, though, into executive session. Ms. Phillips, can you call the roll?
We need a motion.
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 We need a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That we reconvene into executive session.
Second.
All right, Ms. Phillips, can you call the roll now?
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes. All right, thank you. Our student